KCRW sponsors include Disney, presenting Young Woman and the Sea, an incredible true story from producer Jerry Bruckheimer and starring Daisy Ridley, now playing in select theaters.
Members celebrating in North Hollywood last night over the news that after 118 days, they can pack up their picket signs. The union reached a tentative deal with Hollywood studios yesterday. Details of the new contract have not been released yet. But SAG's negotiating committee said in a statement the deal is valued at more than $1 billion. With major pay increases, a streaming participation bonus, and new regulations for AI.
I hope people, you know, at the end of the day, see what a monumental contract this is. I mean, there was so many things that had to move, so many things that had to shift and change.
That's Natalia Castellanos, member of SAG's negotiating committee, speaking last night. Joining me now to discuss what we can expect to happen next in Hollywood is Matt Bellany, founding partner of the website Puck News and a regular contributor to KCRW's The Business. Hi there.
Hi there.
All right, so we don't have the exact details yet, right? Those will be released tomorrow, from what I understand. But they're saying that this is valued over $1 billion. They got minimum increases. They got a streaming bonus. They got regulations on AI. What do you know about what's in this?
Yeah, I interviewed Duncan Crabtree Ireland, the executive director, last night and pressed him on the specifics, because as you are correct in saying, we don't actually know the specifics, and the devil will be in the details here. But at least broadly, they got wage increases that are above what the sister unions got, the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild. Percentage-wise, they got 5% increases. And while we don't know the exact percentage, SAG got a larger increase, which they consider a win. Now, they were seeking 11%. I doubt they got that, but they got somewhere between 5 and 11%. On the streaming bonus, they didn't get what they wanted. They wanted a percentage of revenue from the studios and streamers. And that was a non-starter. They were waived off of that from the beginning. The studio side never wavered in that. And ultimately, they settled for something similar to what the Writers Guild got, which is a streaming bonus. Their members will get bonused if the percentage of viewers of a certain show goes above a threshold. And we don't know the exact threshold and how that's going to work out just yet. There is something unique in that there's a revenue pool that is this money is going to go into that the guild will then administer, Duncan has said. But we don't know the specifics of that yet. But that is a new residual. That is something that did not exist before this strike, and they will be able to build on that in subsequent negotiations. So that's a win. And then on AI, they say they got some pretty significant concessions from the studios on how they can and cannot use AI. And that was actually the sticking point at the very end. The studios wanted to be able to use actors' images that they have paid for in movies to create synthetic actors, meaning fake actors that are based on, you know, characteristics of other actors. And SAG really put up a fight on that. They wanted consent and compensation for that use. They say they got it. We will see if there are any caveats or excuses that will allow the studios to experiment. That's coming on Friday once the national board has a chance to vote on this.
Got it. Okay. So speaking of AI, there was some news earlier this week that one of the sticking points was using the likeness of dead actors to bring them back, if you will, and create new products with those actors. Is that in this at all? And the actors fought back on that, of course, I guess the studios wanted to do that without permission from the estate necessarily. So is that in this? Do we know?
Duncan Crabtree Ireland told me that that reporting was not accurate, that was not what they were fighting about at the end. And I interviewed him on the Town podcast, and he did say, now we will see what the language is, but he did say that that was not what they were fighting about at the end. It was really this issue of what actor likenesses could be used to create synthetic actors, and this notion of, dead actors being used in perpetuity without permission from their estate. That was not on the table at the end. According to him, we'll see what's in the deal.
Right. Now, what about the bonus issue that you talked about, mm-hmm. the streaming bonus? What does that mean exactly? Does that mean a bonus for new product going forward, for old product? Do we know anything about that, looking perhaps at the writer's strike, writer's contract?
Yeah. The template for this was the Writers Guild deal. So if we go by that template, it's for originals. It's for stuff that is made for streaming. It has nothing to do with, you know, a situation like Suits, where it was made years ago and then mm-hmm. licensed to Netflix and has a new life on Netflix. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about shows that are made for streaming and become big hits on streaming. There will now be a residuals bonus for streaming hits. And the exact calculation of that is not known, but it's a little different from the writer's situation, he told me, because there's going to be a pool of money that will be administered by the union. And that's different from the writers, because I think it's designed to reflect the fact that there are more actors on a show than there are writers, obviously, typically, and they will be able to have a voice in how that is apportioned out. That's what we are told. Again, we will see what it says in the deal.
Okay. And ratification is expected, right? There isn't any idea that, okay.
I mean, that's the formality. It has to go to the national board and then be ratified by the full union. But the negotiating committee voted unanimously to pass this. And that is usually a signal of solidarity in the guild, and there won't be much opposition.
Okay. Why did this take so long, and why now? Why did they decide now to resolve this when they've been negotiating for lo these many months?
I think I asked Duncan that exact question, and he said that it took so long because the studios really were dug in on some of the key issues, on sharing revenue, sharing profits, and on the AI issue. And they felt that it was worth holding out for and standing up. And he went through specifically and said there are many things that were not offered when, you know, the day before the guild went on strike that are now in this deal. So he uses that as evidence that this strike was absolutely worth it for the guild. The reason it went so long, you know, you gotta, it's, these things are really complicated. And this was not just about money. Typically, money disputes can be resolved quicker, but this was about some more fundamental issues of being an actor and what rights you get in your likeness and your image with new technology emerging. And that's a really difficult situation to overcome. Now, why did it end now? I think that a couple of factors. I think objectively, the frustration level around town was getting higher and higher. Most people thought that after the Writers Guild took so long to get their deal, that the actors would hammer out some specific issues for them, but wouldn't go into a prolonged standoff like we saw over the past month. And I think also the studios gave a deadline. They said, you know, here we've come to you on a number of issues. We're giving you till 5 o'clock. And if not, mm-hmm. then we've got to start canceling shows that we think we can, you know, currently, if we go back, we can make up the second half of the TV season. We can make our summer release dates. But if you don't take this deal now, we're probably not going to make those dates. So we're going to have to change the tenor of this negotiation. I think that was effective.
Oh, wow. All right. So what does that mean then? When will they get back to work? And what does that mean for the schedule for the next, what, 6 months?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it shows that stopped production, that have everything set up and, you know, the actors were contracted to do it and they will now just need to restart. It will likely take a week or two to do that. The lists that I have seen floating around town that, you know, the shows that are on those lists that are starting first are the broadcast network shows, the stuff that they really need to go into production now because they want to make the mid-season premiere dates.
Okay. And what about movies?
And movies, it's the ones that just, you know, things that needed reshoots. Like, for instance, the Deadpool movie that's supposed to come out next summer. That movie is almost done finishing shooting. Not almost, but close. So they're going to try to rush that as soon as possible. There's a couple of others that are, you know, that are trying to make a release date and have been sitting on their production, like waiting for this day for a couple months now. Those are going to be first. And then I think slowly new productions will start. Because remember, there's now a logjam of 6 months of productions that are all going after the same crews, the same actors, same sets, the same shooting locations. It's going to be a really logistical nightmare to try to figure out this stuff out. And it's going to be a fight for a number of these productions. The actors can't be everywhere at once.
All right. Well, maybe that's a fight they want to have. Too much work rather than not.
Of course, that's a fight they want to have. Yeah. I mean, and we're heading into the holidays as well. And, you know, the holiday breaks are guild mandated. They're in the contract. So it's really tough. You can't just say, oh, let's go, you know, through Christmas. You can't do that.
Yeah. All right. Matt, always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Matt Bellamy, founding partner at Puck News, and he's also a contributor to The Business here on KCRW. Coming up, new documents show Mark Zuckerberg was warned by his own executives that young people, especially girls, were being harmed by Instagram and that he allegedly brushed off those warnings. That's next on Press Play.
KCRW sponsors include Disney, presenting Young Woman and the Sea, an incredible true story from producer Jerry Bruckheimer and starring Daisy Ridley, now playing in select theaters.